It's okay to struggle. What's not okay in my book is to simply accept it.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Do you feel chaotic in your practice and it's just finally getting to you? And, you know, when things were good, it was relatively easy and it wasn't that bad, but
it was worth it.
Yeah, you know, now it's a little tighter. It's a little bit of this, and you're just feeling the pressure. And Meredith, you got an email the other day from one of our peoples. And what did the email say?
Yeah. So, you know, he was just reaching out, and I'm just going to read like one sentence of kind of what he said to kind of share how he felt, how things were going. Today, I just felt overworked, and for the first time since the acquisition, didn't really want to be here. Kind of like I've lost control a bit.
Yeah, you know, honestly.
And this was somebody reaching out for help. So they were asking about some programs and asking about some stuff. Haven't taken anything yet, but I hadn't heard from him for months. And then this is why he reached out.
You know, it's interesting. Kind of, it's no different than our patients. People want to do things, but when they don't have a pressing problem, there's never a level of urgency.
They need a disruption.
And so, like, this nice young man, you know, you've been talking to him for 6 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
Where does he start? What does he want to do? And, you know, we're not pushy people. Maybe you are. I don't think so. You know, I don't want us to be.
I always say the good news is we're not going anywhere. Yeah. So we're here when you're ready.
And, you know.
At least I hope we're not going anywhere.
And so he randomly on his own reached out to you. And read that again for me if you don't mind. Because I really want this to sink in. Because if you're driving your car, going on a walk, or, you know, starting to doze off as you listen to us. And speak it very slow for me, Meredith. If this sounds like you, tune into this episode because I'm going to give you a great way to get started. And then let's talk about how we can kind of help you get better.
Yeah. So today I just felt very overworked. And for the first time since the acquisition, didn't really want to be here. Kind of like I've lost control a bit.
And so easy to lose control in dentistry. And the reality is...
Well, I think it's also so common. And like, I think he feels like he's completely outsider, right?
Well,
he's alone.
Well,
he feels like he's the only one that feels that way.
You know, that's a great point there is a couple of things in dentistry. It's so easy to lose control because we want to hustle, make money, you know, not because we're money hungry, but we want to pay the bills.
And we have a team pay.
And we have to, you know, just so many expenses. Nobody ever tells you how expensive it is to run a dental business. And then it's easy to lose control because you get to where you're just doing the work and you're not seeing what's happening. And then in our profession is very like a bubble, you know, because, you know, the dental societies aren't doing us much favors and the groups aren't happening and people aren't, you know, doing the meetings that CE the way they used to. Everybody wants to lie to themselves and do it online. And there's never this interaction. And it's why community, it's why we have the 3D Dentist Pro app.
Yeah.
But it's so easy for this to happen. And when it happens, it can seem daunting and overwhelming. And like you're at a loss of how do I even get started? Because it's not like you can say, you know what, I'm going to not work as a dentist for a little bit, get control of the practice, you know, spend 2 weeks doing that, and then we can't afford to do that.
Right.
You know, and it's just this hamster wheel, and it's like your dog chasing the tail or whatever the saying is. And I totally get it because I've been there, and I've been there, unfortunately, multiple times because sometimes you get things, you get your ship righted. You're moving along. If you're just one degree off, a few degrees off, you know, after a year or two, you look back, you're like, holy smokes, it's not where I wanted to be. Number one, you're not alone. Okay. And nobody tells you the truth. None of the gurus tell you the truth. Everybody's got some shit to sell you. And everybody wants to beat their chest about how great they are. It's a hard job being a dentist. It's a hard job being a business owner. And it's a hard job being a part therapist along the way to your patients and your people.
Yeah.
And so it's okay to struggle, number one. Just look, it's okay to struggle. What's not okay in my book is to simply accept it. And if you're a podcast listener, you've already taken the first step in a sense of not not just being, ah, this is just the way it is, but you care, okay? So what I would tell you is, let me give you a way to at least overcome the chaos, okay? Because chaos comes from a lack of order, from a lack of a process. It's just literally, it's like being a food court. And you have no earthly idea what your patient's walking in for, and you have no idea what you're getting ready to get hit with. And that leads to the chaos. So to me, when you're overwhelmed, busy, overworked practice, the first thing you got to do is get control of your schedule. Okay. And so Meredith, today, let's talk about a couple of, one way on the doctor side, one way on the hygiene side, just one way. I don't want to even talk about other stuff. Just one way on each one of how we can get control of our schedule. We had, you know, I don't even know the guy's name. His name is, I call him Tuna, Chris, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And
there's your shout out.
Yeah. And, you know, he's from Maine. And he's talking to me about all these big fish he catches.
Yeah.
Like he goes bear hunting. And I'm like, dude, do you eat the bear? He goes, yeah. I go, how do you eat the bear? He goes, one bite at a time. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so how do we get control of our practice?
Oh, remind me about bears. I have something to show you.
So how do we get control of our practice? One bite at a time. You know, we can't just overhaul it. It takes time. And the bigger the beast, the more complicated the beast, the longer it takes to get control of it. And unfortunately, the idea of selling and leaving, the idea of closing your eyes and just magically wishing it away, idea of suddenly you're going to hire an office manager who's going to make it all better, and all they're going to do is put OSHA and crap like that into your practice.
Well, that might be good if you're getting audited.
No, whatever. You know. But let's just talk about how we, one side on the schedule, one thing on the doctor side, one thing on the hygiene side. Let's start with the hygiene side. Meredith, what do you think would be a great way to get started on the hygiene side?
Yeah. So I think people, and by the way, I get this question all the time. I want to do bulk scheduling. Yeah. How do I get started? Right. And I think people are so deterred.
We don't believe in block scheduling. We believe in priority scheduling. It's just a different twist on block scheduling, but words matter. Mm-hmm. So we do priority scheduling.
Yes. So a lot of times people are like, well, hygiene, I can't start blocking or start, you know, in for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
So let me just get started with the doctor's schedule. Well, if you never get started, you never put those blocks up, it's just never going to happen. And then here you are 18 months later. And you're like, gosh, we could have had this in place for a year by now. But people wait and wait and wait because it seems like it's so far out that you're booking.
Well,
but
they want instant gratification,
yes,
right? Yeah. And so when you do block schedule on the hygiene side of the practice, you don't typically see a result right away.
Right. So one thing I always recommend when people do start it, so obviously we recommend starting with new patient.
Yeah.
New patient
blocks.
So
let's just focus on new patient blocks.
Yeah. So we put 2-hour blocks,
yeah,
and you need to figure out how many you need,
yeah,
right? So we recommend running reports, going on historical data, and then what do you recommend adding each year?
Yeah. So like, for example, if you look back to the first 6 months of 2024 and you've been averaging 20 new patients a month. And when we, let's be clear, let's clarify this. When we say new patients on the hygiene side, we're talking about comprehensive exams. Limited exams don't count. Consultations don't count.
Yeah.
It's just people that are coming through looking to become, finding a dental home for their regular cleanings.
Which is, okay, the number one way we hopefully try to get patients,
yeah,
in.
The traditional practice.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I think that's 00150. Is that what the code is for the comp exams? Let's,
yes,
just go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were averaging 20 new patients for the first 6 months of the year, what I would tell you is to be bold and block for 30 patients for 2025. Because when you say, well, it's 2024, but like we said, if you don't put the blocks in now for 2025, because at the end of the day, your hygiene schedule looks chaotic for the next 6, maybe 7, maybe even 8 months. Okay, so at this point, we're, you know, it's August 1st today, 2024. So at this point, we're really talking about January, February of 2025 before the blocks can be fully implemented. Now, there may be times along the way we can start sticking some in, moving
That's
some things around, jigsaw people around. But to fully implement it, you got to look out 6, 7, 8 months.
Yes.
And you got to say, you know what? I've been averaging 20. My honest guess is you've probably turned away, turned down, or turned off at least 5 or 6 patients beyond that. and then we've got to grow. And so the reason we, Meredith, why would be the reason we start with new patients and not recalls and not scalings or any of those things? Why start with new patients when it comes to hygiene?
Because new patients are typically, well, one, they're the lifeblood of our practice. Yep. They're what we want to prioritize. And that's what we want to start blocking for, is what we want to do more of. And then also, if you ask somebody who works at the front desk who does the scheduling, they're probably scheduling out new patients sometimes 6-8 weeks, and that's not good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's probably on the shorter side, because if you're an office who's booked out 6 to 8 months, the only way you're getting them is on a cancellation.
Yeah, you know, dentists always have a problem with, I want to value my patients that have been there long, and I do too. But the challenge with this is the longer your patients have been there, the less likely it is that they need dentistry. And that doesn't mean we discard them. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying we've got to prioritize getting new blood into our practice, people that need dentistry, people that are new to the area. And the reality is that gone are the days where patients don't move. You know, in our market, in Raleigh, North Carolina, we turn over 10% of our patients a year. They
move. Justin, yeah.
They leave. They hate me. It might be more than 10% if we count the ones that hate me.
I don't think so.
But
because, they don't know this side of you. If they did, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But so new patients, and, you know, don't get caught up on the two-hour block part of it, okay? It could be an hour and a half to get started.
Yeah, whenever you do.
We recommend 2 hours, and that's because we want to give the hygienist time to develop a relationship, to capture the records, to get all of that stuff done. Now, I don't even want to bother you and bore you, not bore you. I don't even want to overwhelm you with what we believe should be getting done at a new patient appointment. But what I'm saying is just take what you're already doing, prioritize when, how many you see, when you see them, okay? Because there are best times to bring new patients in, okay? Honestly speaking, the new patient block should be the most convenient block for patients. The recall block should be the most inconvenient time for patients, okay? And then we can start building from there.
Yeah.
So that kind of takes care of the hygiene side with new patients.
One thing I always like to remind people is, when you do get that cancellation, is we have to train these old patients. The new patients that come in are usually a breeze, because they don't know any different. So the way we do things is just the way they think that we've always done things. But there are patients who have been there 10, 15, 20 years.
They're 25 like, years.
Well, I've always been able to move my appointment and get another 9 a.m. spot, right? So once people start moving their appointments, I like to remind them we don't have a lot of flexibility. Our next available would be
6 months,
you know,
from now,
6 months
from now.
Yeah. So I give them one other option, maybe, because if I do have a hygiene cancellation, I'm trying to move. Maybe if there's two hygiene cancellations, or a way I can, if we have two or three hygienists, a way I can consolidate so that I can put a new patient block in there, I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to break that. And that's the key thing, is I'm not going to break that for recalls.
Yeah. I would tell you that if you want to measure the health of your practice, how many ever active patients you have, you should see at least 10% new patients. So if you have 2,500 active patients, you should be seeing 250 new patients a year. If you have 4,000 active patients, you should be seeing 400 new patients a year, because by and large, we're seeing 10% turnover. And frankly speaking, many of us probably need to see more turnover than that. But I think that's a great place to get started.
Yeah. So I would say that hygiene is probably the easiest, because it's, you know, there are only two or three different appointment types, but I think what helps the doctor the most is getting some sort of priority scheduling on their column as well.
So let's talk about that real quick. And that is on the doctor side of things, the first thing I want any doctor to do when I'm working with them or talking to them is I want you to make a 3-hour block. And I want you to prioritize that 3-hour block for any amount. I don't care what type of dentistry it is. Any dentistry that's on a single patient, that should take 3 hours to do.
And give us a couple examples of that. So maybe a couple a general dentistry and a surgery.
I would say that could be a big case, you know.
Right.
That could be a cosmetic case. Like I do 3-hour blocks for any type of, you know, 8-plus unit cosmetic case is a 3-hour block. That could be a large implant case for me. That could be a 2 quadrants of general dentistry, like a couple of crowns, a root canal, and a few fillings on a single patient under sedation. That could be a patient that comes in and I do sedation on them and I take care of all their fillings and crowns all at one setting.
Yes, so, but it's not two fillings on three different patients.
Yeah, no. And it's not one filling on one patient. Yeah. I just luxuriously take 3 hours to do.
That'd be a filling and a nap and then another filling.
Maybe. You know, so it's a 3-hour block. And what you do with that is you schedule it once a week. I want to challenge you once a week that you make a 3-hour block. And I'm making up the time, but let's say every Tuesday at 8 a.m. from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you have a 3-hour block for a sedation or any type of dentistry that takes 3 hours to do. And you don't open that block until Friday morning the week before. So in other words, you will let that block sit empty until Friday morning the week before. And at that point, your team can fill it with whatever the hell they want to fill it with. But until that point, that 3-hour block stays reserved for any patient that wants to have dentistry done in a single setting that takes 3 hours. And what I will tell you is if you give it enough time, if you just have a little bit of patience, you will start diagnosing. You will start asking patients to do their dentistry in a single visit. And then you will start filling up those 3-hour blocks. And then you'll need 2 3-hour blocks a week. And then you'll need 1 3-hour block every single day. And now you're doing the revenue that you need to do. And you're just seeing less patients. And the chaos will slowly go away. The overwhelm will slowly go away. And you'll start being happy with dentistry again. And then we can start working on a few other things down the road.
Yeah. Another great way to get started, if you're kind of ready to jump all in, is I've told some office managers to have their doctor write out what their ideal day would look like. Yeah. Because if we don't know what you want, how are we supposed to help you make it happen? Right? Like, we're trying to help coach our front office team on how to schedule, but we don't know if you just like being busy and running around like crazy and making money. Or if you want...
I would argue they're not.
Right. But we don't know that if we're working up front. Or if you would like a schedule that's, you know, curated around what
you
like
to
do.
I would like to charge $8,000 for one filling and see one patient.
Perfect. You'll never have a patient. But guess what? We will try. And
I want it to be an MODBL filling on 2/15.
We don't offer those in our practice. We don't even have the code in our practice management software.
We don't.
But what I'm saying by that is it's being clear with your team, right? So if you don't share with your team what you want, then how can they help you work towards it? And by that, I don't mean they're going to go on and all of a sudden make your every Tuesday look like that, but maybe they're going to start your Tuesday like that. And then once that starts to fill, they're going to start end your Tuesday like
that. One thing. So you're already starting to see, you see how...
You can't help it.
No, but I think that's where we have to be better.
Yeah.
Okay, is we can be part of the overwhelm.
Yeah.
Because we see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Because we've been there.
Picture.
And so what I'm saying is let's step back and say, you know what?
Just start with the new patient
hygiene blocks.
Yes.
And then pick one day, 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 7 to 10, whatever your working hours are. Pick one day a week that you have a 3-hour block and just see that it works. Okay, just trust me. And then start diagnosing, start offering patients, hey, would you like to do your dentistry with sedation? Hey, would you like to get all this done in one visit?
What if I'm not doing sedation?
Great. You don't need sedation to do this. You can do 3-hour chunks, man. You can do two, like those without a Cerakonis, you can do 2.5 crowns or 3 crowns in 3 hours or 2 crowns. It depends on your speed. It'll be a great visit, okay? Mm-hmm. And just start there. And then Meredith can talk to you about how you can do all kinds of amazing stuff. Okay? Or we can talk to you about that. Last thing, a little bit of a sales pitch here, okay, is many of you are thinking, well, I don't have dentistry that requires 3 hours. Okay, level up. I don't want to hear your sob stories. I don't want to hear you complaining, but then not be willing to do the work that it takes to get there. Okay, the easiest way to level up is to take sedation. Okay.
Which, if you would like to take sedation.
Yeah, if you want to do sedation, we have a program. We have a referral with Docs.
Yeah, so we have a coupon code for you. If you are a part of the 3D Dentist Pro community, if you click on partners at the top, You will see those codes, and you guys are all of our listeners are welcome to use them.
Yeah, so we'll save you some money. And so all you got to do is go in the 3D Dentist Pro community. Just go on Google or Apple Store app, get it for your phone, go on there, and then you can go to partners and you can, you know, get your discount. But, you know, start with sedation, okay, and then level up. Learn how to do cosmetic dentistry. Learn how to do endo. Learn how to do whatever it is you want to do. Yeah, implants and surgery and sinus lifts and just get started. Just one bite at a time. The key to controlling chaos is just taking it one step at a time. Baby steps. Dave Ramsey talks about baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Dentistry shouldn't be any different. It doesn't have to be complicated. It shouldn't be that hard. And you shouldn't feel like you're a failure because you're trying to work so hard to provide for your family, to provide for your team members, to do good work for your patients. And there should be no shame and no ill feelings for you prioritizing yourself for once. Okay, so just get started. And if I can help, if we can help, just get the app, ask the questions on the app, direct message me if you'd like on the app. And we are here to help you take control of your practice, take control of your dentistry, and take control of your future. Okay, everybody, let's have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye.